Hello, lovely listeners. Kevin Pollak here, just letting you know the next live show for Alchemy This will be on July 1st, 7 p.m., Westside Comedy Theater. If you're in the Santa Monica, California area, or anywhere near it, July 1st, please come join us. Tickets will go fast, as they did last time. We'd love to see you there. Go to westsidecomedy.com for more.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Your substitute teacher today is me, Cole Stratton. Sorry we won't be showing any videos. You're going to learn something today. I'm filling in for Kevin Pollak while he's busy doing reshoots on That Thing You Do 2, The Revenge of Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters. That's a deep cut for people that like that movie. Time to meet our alchemist for today. First up, the most famous Craig after Biggio, Ferguson, Kimbrell, Council, Sager, and T. Nelson.
Yeah,
it's
going.
Craig Kukowski. Craigers, a lot of pitchers share your name. What would you say your special pitch would be?
Let me make a pitch. The pitch that I would do, which would be so slow that they swing like three times before it even gets to the plate.
Like an Ephus pitch, I guess.
It's an Ephus pitch, yes. Which is a thing that already exists.
All right, next up, it's the ghost with the most. Shh, he died 10 years ago and he doesn't know it. James Heaney!
Whoa!
James, how's life treating you?
Well, I could have swore I was just living it, but this is surprising news.
Yeah, right. Gags me with a spoon. It's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Gags, how did you get to be like so very?
You know what it was? It was years and years of totally.
Mm. That'll do it. It's a guy who thinks the periodic table happens once a month. Joey Greer.
Listen up.
Joey, what's your favorite element?
Element of surprise.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
God damn it.
It's a fan of foreign film, Carla Kukowski.
Oui.
Carla, dubbed or subtitles?
Both.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Really confuse the situation.
Dubbed titles.
And finally, she's been saving up her entire life to fill a swimming pool with coins and dive in. Mm. Vanessa Ragland.
So true.
V, how's the money water today?
Not great.
No.
Not deep. Not deep at all.
All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Danny Tanner, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. Love the show. Just wait for it. I listen to it while I walk my dog and get many strange looks from him when I stop walking and almost fall over laughing. As someone who grew up with the name of a TV character, I spent my whole life hearing lame jokes about it. My scene suggestion is a meeting support group for people whose life is mildly inconvenienced by sharing the name with a famous character. The meeting gets wild when some of the actors for the character show up. Keep up the funny work. Regards, Danny Tanner, and no, not that Danny Tanner."
Okay, I'll start off. My name is Snake Plissken. And
hi, Snake.
Hi, Snake.
Hi, Snake.
Hi, Snake.
Snake.
Hi,
Snake.
And it's Snake. A family name, and it's just hard to, you know, this live.
We know.
Life with that, and people expect me to escape from New York and escape from LA, and I just want to live there. I don't want to have to be run out all the time.
With Snake, if I may, Oprah. Hi.
Hi, Oprah.
Hi, Oprah. Oprah.
I just want to say I'm not familiar with the source material. So, just so you know, to me, you're all new, and I've never had that luxury as Oprah.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty much everybody knows who Oprah is.
That's right.
Yeah.
They sure do, and none of them think it's me.
Yeah. Well, right, you don't look much like her.
It's not there's not a hierarchy here. Okay. Yeah. All the names are the same, right? Even if they haven't been heard of before, right? We all know that.
I think it's different. I just saying, as Oprah.
That's fine. You can tell us. You can tell it. So let's go on. Let's go. Anybody else want to?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd just like to point out that you do say as Oprah pretty much every time you say a sentence. I don't say as the Night King every time I say a sentence, but.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
I mean, technically.
Well, you got to have fun with it. I walk in a room, I say Oprah's on.
That is pretty good.
It's pretty fun.
Now, D. Knight, your name is spelled slightly differently, right?
Yeah. Well, it's D apostrophe Knight King.
Which is a perfectly normal human name.
Yeah.
So why don't you just go by, well, the D must stand for something if it's period.
It's an apostrophe.
Oh.
Yeah.
D apostrophe Knight
Yeah.
King.
Because my parents were eating those caramel D lights the cookies when he had, but they didn't think that Delight was a good name for a person.
A boy. Yeah, should
so
be a
they
knight.
Went D-Knight.
D-Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how tough it is, you know, when your name is weird. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Alf, no last name. And, you know, it was tough. And my parents, when I was born, I popped out, and they're like, oh, it looks like some sort of alien life form. And they're like, oh, Alf. We'll call him Alf. I'm by Alf. He was fine.
So they did name you after Alf?
They named me Alf pre-series.
But then the TV show came
out. Did people actually say alien life form Alf?
All right, let's just hold on a second. let's just not you know, attack anybody.
I'm not attacking.
Oprah,
Oprah's just asking a question.
Oprah has that power.
Oprah loves
Oprah speaks in the third person.
I mean, how often have we all felt that at some point in our lives that people did look at us and think like, oh, they looked at that, you know, they look like the Night King or...
Well, I mean, every day I walk around and I'm so many that... When people say the Brady Bunch, I'm like, yeah, that's my name. I'm the Brady Bunch.
You should change it to just a D and an apostrophe. That
My given name is the.
Like that's your first name.
That's
is
my
the.
First.
That's
name.
A weird name. DeBrady would be a totally
weird name. But
no weird name.
I understand the challenge, like telling people, "Oh, my name's Crosby Stillson," and they're like, oh.
"Crosby what?
My name's Crosby Stillson."
And Nash. Like, where's Nash?
Yeah. Right? Well, that's my last name,
Stillson.
Yeah, and it's just weird because I'm like, oh, it's spelled C-R-O-S-B-Y, and it gets so
it's spell the name. Just spell the name.
C-R-O-S-B-Y-N-A-N-A-S-H.
Well, and phonetically, then, this doesn't match.
That doesn't seem your name, like that's
hold
how
on. I have
that?
To write my name
you
down.
You spell Crosby, Stillson, Crosby, Nanash?
That's what he spelled.
That's you spelled Crosby,
Nanash.
Wait a minute, hold on.
You're
we can
Crosby
just
Crosby, Nanash.
We can just... We could have spent this whole time just pronouncing our names differently than the way they're spelled, because that seems like that would have been, that would have
I'd
made a lot
opera.
Of...
I'd be opera. I'd be opera.
You, stranger, you, I'm curious what your name could possibly be.
Harpo.
Harpo.
Harpo Marx.
Oh, as in Harpo Oprah
Production
Oprah
Company?
Yeah, not Harpo. If my name was Harpo Marx, that would be different. People would confuse me with the famous Marx brother. My name is just Harpo, so people think that I'm Oprah's
production company.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should hang out.
We should get you a trench coat and a horn.
All right, I got a coffee for the Night King. Got a coffee for the Night King?
Game of Thrones!
What a wasted character, am I right?
So stupid.
Thanks.
Who the hell's stabbed by Arya?
You guys are real dicks, thank you.
Oh, are you the Night King?
Yeah.
You look different in person.
I'm D'Night is my name, just D'Night.
Oh, D'Night? D'Night King?
What's your name?
That feels problematic.
What's your name? Aren't you supposed to be wearing a name tag here?
Yeah, I lost it.
You're a terrible employee.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
My name is Jimbles.
I'm sorry, Jimbles?
Jimbles. A normal name.
Hey, Jimbles, right. Cool off.
Hey, no, get off of me. No, let me tell you something right now.
Don't tell me to get off you. I'm the manager.
Sorry.
I can get on you as hard as I want.
Okay.
Jimbles, listen to me. I've been running this floor for 2 years. I can get on you any way I want to.
All right.
Can one of you please hand me my coffee?
I'm sorry, D'Night King.
Mom, Dad, this is the love of my life, the man that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, D'Night King.
Oh.
Hi. It's really, I've been so excited about meeting you for this
Melissa.
For a real while.
Yeah.
A real long while
Melissa,
now.
A word?
She tells me so many.
A word, Melissa?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Oh, I know, right?
It's crazy,
he's impressive, right?
He thinks he's a character, Carl.
Well, calm down, calm down.
He I'm not calm.
I mean, he can probably hear you at the volume of your voices. Let's bring the voice down.
Oh, you just want to control everything about me.
I'm not trying to. I'm just trying not to embarrass our daughter.
Oh, I get it. You're like the Game of Thrones thing. Yeah, no, that's not the case. That's not the case. It's D'Night. It sounds more like a rapper's name, actually.
Melissa, you broke up with Charles Brown to date D'Night King?
It's true.
Well, why are you breaking up with me? Is it because my dad's a barber?
Well, I met somebody else, so.
Good grief. I know, Mom. I know, she's great, but she broke up with me. Okay, I'll go out and get Snoopy off the doghouse.
every time that I brought Charles around, he didn't understand what you were saying. So, like, it was bizarre.
But there was that music, that lovely tinkling music that followed him. Doodly doo doody.
It drove me insane.
Oh, I'm going to miss it.
Listen, why don't we just give this new Denite a solid chance?
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. Are you sure?
I'm fine.
Okay, well, let's have him for dinner. If he's so important to you,
let's eat him for dinner. Let's eat him for dinner.
Careful with what you say, baby. It may come across as kind of weird if you say we'll eat him for dinner.
Carl, don't tell me to be careful.
It sounds like you have a pretty tragic backstory there, D-Knight.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's hard for me, too. I tried to adopt a cat the other day. They wouldn't let me have one.
Why wouldn't they let you have the cat?
Yeah, why is that?
Because I'm Alf. To think I'm going to eat it.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
It's tough, man. Your name doesn't define you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not filled with fun and games or anything like the Brady Bunch would be.
Potato sack races.
No, I don't like those.
I will say this, though.
I have $1 billion.
Every time you have a problem, you seem to work it out in about 22 minutes.
That's true. Aww. Yeah, it's
really
kind of my
it's an impressive thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe you could help Alf out. I mean...
So your problem is you want to adopt a cat?
I love cats, but they just think I'm going to eat it, you know?
Well, funny enough, I carry cats around in my purse.
What?
Yeah.
All right, let's be clear about that next time any animals are interested, any allergies, you know, just so we're...
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's just, you know, someone might die because of the cat allergies.
So. Sure, sure.
I'm not allergic, but I don't like finding out a person had cats in their purse.
Okay, Oprah, let's just hang for a bit. You know, let's just hang. You know, we're good.
I'm cool.
Yeah. Now, that's a resolution. That's
I'm
a great resolution.
Sorry to interrupt you guys. Yeah. Excuse me. Is that a service animal? Because we don't allow them in the coffee shop.
It's a service animal.
It's a service. And it's been servicing you in your purse?
Yes.
All right.
And it's doing that by calming me down.
Fine. Shame on you.
I feel so calm.
Okay, shame on you.
Shame on you, sir.
Oh, okay, fine.
Sir,
is there a problem?
No, there's not a problem. Boss.
I have
she says,
a license for the service animal.
There's no
we're
way
a support
that
group that comes in all the time. I mean, we buy
I've
a lot of coffee.
I've seen you huddled up, but it seems like there's a problem.
There's no way that she has a cat service animal in her purse.
Oh, let me see that. That's a real cat, ma'am.
It is a real cat.
No vest.
Grande mochaccino for the hound. Grande mochaccino for the hound.
Wait, the hound is here?
Yeah, supposedly it's written on this cappuccino.
Oh, that's me. Thank you.
Here you go.
Excuse me. Is your name the hound?
D'Hound, yeah.
I'm so sorry to this, but this is a support group for people with very specific names. And
support group for people with specific names.
My name's Snake Plissken.
I'm Oprah.
Well, specifically TV names, except for Crosby, Stills.
I'm Harpo.
He spelled it Nanish.
I'm Alf. I kill me.
Oh, well, God bless. That sounds awful.
Did you want to talk about it? Or
what?
Do you want to talk about it?
Do I want to talk about what? About your guys' problems?
About being named
Da Hound.
My name is Da Hound. It's a family name.
It's seems like you're in denial about this being problematic.
Denial is my mom.
Maybe your mom wants to come to the support group, too.
What's going on?
Does it feel like we're hounding you right now?
Look, I got my coffee already, and...
Hold on. Before, I mean, you sure you don't want to just talk about your name and how weird it is? And
my name's not weird.
Okay.
My name is DeHound.
Oh, you're right.
Have you ever met another DeHound?
You know, a couple, here and there.
Where? He's bluffing.
You never met another DeHound.
Mom, Dad, after things didn't work out with tonight, I met this other man.
Oh, thank God.
He's the love of my life. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him.
Okay.
His name's DeHound.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? What's the problem?
It's just that every week there's a new man coming in here.
Okay. She meets him at Starbucks.
I don't understand what's going on.
I mean, I don't even have to pay for any dating apps. Wait. I just go to Starbucks.
Is this because I'm 6'8" and horrendously deformed?
I love hadn't that noticed about you. Until now.
I love that about you. You're unique.
Like half
not
of
deformed.
My face is burned off.
Oh, I hadn't even gotten it's, up
I,
that high.
I couldn't even notice. There's no way I didn't even see it. But yeah, how did that happen to your face?
I was born this way.
Oh, good. I couldn't
singed?
Tell.
Singed?
I was born singed, yes.
What a horrible birth.
Basically, he kidnapped me from Starbucks, and we went on this long journey on his horse, and then I fell in love with him.
You know when you're born, the doctor burns your foot accidentally to...
No.
No.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Well, it was really romantic, and that's why I'm introducing it to you.
I was a bridge
Melissa?
Birth, and the doctor accidentally burned my face instead.
Well, okay.
Why was there fire at the birth?
All right, you're taking all the mystery out of our romance by asking him all these questions.
Hey, brother, it's been a while.
Oh, hello, brother.
It's me, DeMountain.
Don't make me say your name.
I just thought you didn't recognize me for a minute there. That would be just like you, wouldn't it?
How's Mom? Still a river in Egypt?
Still is.
All right, I have one Sprite, one Diet Coke.
I have the Sprite!
Oh, sorry.
Don't ever get it confused again.
Sorry.
So I thought you died.
Can't kill me, bro. I'll keep coming at you.
All right, you son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ, you know you've got to make sure you get the drinks right when you go to the tables.
I know, I'm sorry, I just...
You know what? You're fired. Get out of here. Nobody ever wants to see you again. Good luck finding a group that'll support you.
Mom, Dad, I met this man this week. Oh, he's wonderful.
Oh, well, okay, Melissa, it's got to be better than the last one.
This is Jesus Christ.
Hey, what? What's up? How are you? Is there a place I can smoke?
Oh, you smoke?
What?
Yeah.
You smoke. Well, I will allow a lot of things in my house, but I do not allow smoking.
Sir, your, Melissa, his penis ring's hanging out.
I know, isn't that unique
kinda
and interesting?
Kind of air it out, just got it pierced.
So you've dated three guys after me, and none of them worked out, so, I mean, don't you want to come back home?
Yeah, I guess I'm stuck.
My dog's novel got published.
And that's what a weirdo. Oh boy.
Charlie Brown.
I'm gonna go home and practice spelling for a while.
All right, scene two is from Conrad, who wrote, "Hello all, love the show. Every time I think I've decided which one of you is the funniest or most clever, I change my mind because you're all so good. I want to think James is the least talented."
Why did you read that?
He's gonna turn it around. Yeah.
Blame Kevin. He gives me these things to read. I want to think James is the least talented because he seems to take the most abuse from the rest of you. But then he'll always come up with a genius improvisation that proves me wrong.
Boom.
That's close.
But prove us wrong, James. Prove us wrong.
That sentence was an adventure.
Crosby, Stilson.
That sentence was a trip to Mordor and back. What happened?
Holy cow.
Anyway, I'm in the construction field. And I think there could be something very funny happening in that world. And then he gave some examples that were too detailed, according to Kevin. Keep up the good work, Conrad.
All right, so I'm just going to lay out the cement. Let's just lay it there, and then...
Where's the elevator going to go?
Well, in the center. All right?
You want me to tape it off?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Let's get him a group meeting real quick.
All right.
Let's get a group meeting just real quick here.
Ooh.
All right,
what is it?
All right, yeah, just so we're clear, the elevator's going to go in the center.
Oh, all right? Boy.
We don't have a picture.
Hang on a minute. We just guessing as we go on what this place is going to be like? Is this like a by committee? Ain't you got blueprints?
I got blueprints, but I just want to just make sure everyone's all okay with it. Right?
Why are you so stingy with the blueprint? Show us the blueprint.
No, it's a personal drawing, and, you know, I just don't want to, you know, it's just...
Chode, why are you stumbling?
A personal drawing?
Yeah, it's a... personal drawing.
What did you draw on the blueprints? What did you draw on them?
What do you mean? I drew the thing. I drew the building. I drew what the thing looks like.
Oh, no, look,
Mr. Harper, what did you draw on them blueprints?
What personal thing did you draw on those blueprints, Mr. Nothing. Harper?
It's, get out of my pocket. Oh, God damn it. There you go. Okay, you got it.
Unroll them.
Oh, God, right,
everybody gather around.
Okay, wait to see this. All right,
okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, what's stupid is stupid. Let me get it back.
No,
that's beautiful.
That's amazing. I've never seen... seen a naked lady like that.
Yeah.
It's so artistic.
I mean, I've never seen a naked lady.
No.
That's exactly what they look like,
really?
Though. Like, that's real artistic.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's stupid.
Why is this? We're building her?
Any elevator goes up the center?
Yes.
Wow. You got this approved by the city?
Yeah.
Jeff,
yeah.
Jeff.
Let's see your plans here.
Here they are. And then just a rough outline. Of
the plan. Are you all right, sir? You're sweating.
Yeah, it's just a very personal project, and I want to make sure that it's...
I need to call my supervisor over. Okay.
Is there a problem?
Let me see those.
Is there a problem?
Oh, yeah. We are going to need our supervisor.
Is there a problem? Yep. Is there a problem with the
sir, can you step back, sir? Okay. It's not just the elevator. Oh. My God.
Well, the cement is going to go right here.
What's going on? Why are you bothering me?
I'm so sorry, sir.
I hate to be bothered.
Oh, we know.
Only in emergencies.
Oh, absolutely.
Sir,
show him the blueprint.
You know you said not to come in here unless we had something that would give you an architecture hard-on, right?
Yes.
Well, take a look at this.
Who designed this?
His name is Chode.
Chode. That's his first name or his last name?
Well, it's C period Hode. It's Charles Hode.
He needs to get in some sort of support group for that.
Anyways, he's in my office.
It's not about the name.
He's in my office right now. I thought
that's him right through the window?
Yeah,
that
right through the window.
That might not be
there.
His name. That's how he signed the drawing.
Excuse me. Are you Chode?
I am. Are you someone's father?
Not that I know of, but, you know, I could be.
Yeah. Can I help you with something, or?
I was just looking at your blueprints.
Oh, dang. They're rough. They're rough. So the elevator's going to go in the middle, and...
it's going to go right at the middle.
Right at the middle. And then there's going to be cement in a line if I show you the diagram.
No. Please, I know how to read blueprints. I've been in the construction field a long time. But nothing has given me an architectural hard-on like this.
Uh-huh.
What do you need?
I guess just materials and a crack team that loves democracy.
You've got it.
Oh, thank you.
This city is going to get behind you.
Thank you.
Any permit is going to go forward. And any problem you get from the press, we'll handle it.
Okay.
Hey, look, I don't want to throw a monkey wrench in everything, but just because you drew a picture of a naked lady on the blueprints, now we got to build a giant naked lady with an elevator up the middle.
Sonia Vasquez, NBC.
Oh, get her out of here. Get her out of this.
How'd the press get here?
Sorry, we were supposed to handle that.
What is this building? What's this going to be?
It's a passion project. It's going to be something beautiful.
Wait a second. Now, I've never seen a naked lady in real life before, but... Sonia looks like she could be the naked lady.
Let me see. Are there blueprints for this? What's going on?
Those are private blueprints. Those are private.
My God.
Damn it. Yeah, it's just a rough draw.
So the elevator goes right up the middle.
Yeah, and then there's cement.
I'm telling you, the way that they're describing it is exactly how Sonia looks. I think Sonia's the lady in the blueprints.
I think you're right. This picture does look just like Sonia.
I mean, imagine
she does have cement under her feet right now.
You look familiar.
I used to work on the same cruise as you.
Chode?
Yeah. Yeah, it's me.
Wow.
Time flies, huh?
Yeah, I'm a reporter now, big time. I cover all the buildings.
I can get any city permit I want to build. I'm a builder now. I work in the field.
Well, I was going to do a big expose about this, but it looks like something even more exposing is happening.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay this rebar down, Chode, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
How are we going to make her hair?
I was thinking that we'd actually have a...
Yarn?
Yarn? Yep. Just hundreds of bales of yarn just thrown over the side.
And, of course, the head will be an observation deck, like the Statue of Liberty.
Yes. So just for funding-wise, I want to thank the board for being here. And thank you so much, sir, for coming here.
My
yourself.
Pleasure.
And so if we can all just take a look at the backboard over here, and you'll see this is a rendering of what it's going to look like in a three-dimensional model.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I mean, look, as a representative of the religious community here in town, mm-hmm. it looks like that elevator that goes up the middle. Do I have to say what it looks like? I can if you want me to. I don't want to have to.
Well, the design needs to be sleek.
It looks like it's sleekly fucking her is what it looks like.
Okay. I mean, as someone who represents the religious community, yeah. I think you'll understand the efficiency and, you know, the bigger the elevator shaft, the closer to heaven.
Also, just buildings can't have intercourse.
Well, not until they're married.
Buildings just are not even... you can love a building, honey, but it's not going to love you back.
Oh, God.
And that is why I've not seen a naked lady, because I'm from the religious community in this local area.
Oh, I've seen you in mass.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh,
yeah. Look, I never asked your name. I didn't care.
Why are you building me? Look. Why are you building me, Jode?
I there's the only way I thought I would ever see you again. What a
beacon you've put in this town.
I figured, hell, if there's one thing I can do, it's build a building. And that's...
Why didn't you call after the cruise? You could have called.
Cut back to 1995 on Carnival Cruise Line.
Oh, shit. It's just one number off. I don't know her number, and we're stuck on this cruise. There's no way I'm going to find
it. Hey, can I eat that paper?
Wait. Oh, God. You ate that piece of paper. There was a number on it. God, why did you eat that?
It tasted bad.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that? The love of my life wrote that down. God.
Damn. Is she still on the boat?
Yeah, but it's the most huge. It's a Carnival cruise
it's
ship.
It's a huge boat.
Miss all on fire, feeling hot.
Yippee-yay! Oh, there she is!
Whee!
Sandra!
Where are you?
Sandra!
Cut back.
I fell off that boat, and I didn't know if I was ever going to see anybody again.
Oh. And yet we've ended up in the same small town, and you're building me.
Yeah. What are the chances?
What does the elevator mean, Jode?
It's just a way to get up.
Ms. Vasquez, we can't run your story.
Why not?
You've become the story. It's the first rule of journalism.
I'm too close?
You're too close. You're the building.
What are you going to run instead? Ted's stupid thing about the pony that looks like a donkey?
Hey, Ted.
Ted's been working on that for 7 years.
It's stupid, Ted.
It's a pony, but it looks like a donkey.
No one cares, Ted.
But you've seen a donkey and you've seen a pony and it just looked the same.
You have to run the story. You have to run the story.
I can't. You're too close.
Oh, then kill me.
Well, there's an in-between I've got to think here. I think that's pretty extreme.
Just kill me.
All right, guys. So now, this is exciting. We're almost done. Sandra's going to be here any minute.
Yeah.
All right.
Just got to put this last bit of yarn up top.
Where is she? She should be here by now.
I tried to do good work with the nostrils.
Oh, you did fantastic. You did
Thank
fantastic
you.
Work.
That I was, wasn't that was great. Fishing for a compliment.
Oh, you did great.
You know, when I started out in this business, kid, they said, never make a building for a lady. Make it for a city.
Why are you telling me this now?
Because I'm your dad.
What? You are a dad. Oh my gosh, you're my dad?
Yes.
Toad's got a dad?
Oh, it's just time to celebrate. I'm reunited with my papa, and Sandra's going to be here any second.
Extra, read all about it. A pony that looks like a horse. What also, journalist Sandra Vasquez murdered by her editor.
What?
Wait, a pony that looks like a horse or a donkey?
Hey, I wrote this story.
Wait, we know the Sandra part. We should all be focusing on the Sandra part. Oh my gosh, she died. She got murdered.
The picture makes it look like the pony looks like a donkey, but it does say the pony looks like a horse in the headlines.
They both have a name, though.
The building's canceled.
God damn it, Taylor, you ran the wrong story.
I wrote them backwards.
We're going to have to print a retraction.
Can I write it?
Oh, all right.
Okay. Do you have a pen?
Use your laptop.
Hey, you're the editor in charge?
That's right.
Did you murder Sandra Vasquez?
Well, yes, I believe I got my story correct.
Who the hell are you?
I'm just writing a retraction on my lap.
Okay, why, his lips are huge. Is he all right?
No.
That's another story. We're working on it.
It's genetic.
Jesus Christ, like half of
and that's foot. And that's the story of the beautiful lady building in the middle of our town.
Wow. That's really disturbing. Why'd she have to die?
Well, if she hadn't died, this building would have never been made, right?
So true love doesn't survive, but buildings do.
I don't know. You want to take the elevator straight up through the middle?
Not with you, Dad.
Okay.
True love doesn't survive. You got change for an old architect guy builder?
Sorry, pal. No.
No.
No, we're in the future. Nobody has change.
Oh, whatever. I'm so fucking under a rock and sad. I don't know what's happening.
Well, you said you're an old architect. You didn't do this building, did you?
Yeah, I did. I did. I built it.
It's such a great multi-use space.
No.
Your true love died. She was murdered.
I had an office in the thigh for a while.
Oh, yeah? Now they're just all UGG stores. How many UGG stores you need, huh?
I like UGGs.
Let me tell you something, kid. Don't ever fall in love.
Can you tell me a few feet back? Because your breath smells.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Oh, like he just burped on me. Oh, he just burped on me.
Well, like, I want to take my kid up to the observation deck.
I don't want to do that with you, Dad. I'll go by myself.
How about me and you go?
Sure. Why not?
I'll just wait down here.
Okay.
Hopefully nobody kidnaps me.
All right.
Watch my blanket.
Here. Here's the card. Get yourself a pair of Uggs.
Done.
Well, the yarn really didn't protect the observation deck.
Oh, it did.
It didn't stand up to the weather, huh?
No. Hey, look, man, I brought you up here because I want to witness to my death.
What? No.
I got to do it, man. There's nothing else for me.
No, don't do it. There's so much to live for.
Like what?
You built a beautiful naked lady. You know, it's the most notable thing in this town.
But then they killed her for it.
I can still smell your breath all the way down here.
You got a beautiful kid.
I do.
You know what love is?
I guess, yeah. Look, you got so much to live for. Build another building.
I don't know if I can.
There's an empty lot across the street. Build a naked guy.
I just got this stupid drawing. It's nothing.
Wait, let me take that. Wow.
It's nothing stupid.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
What happened? What did that bird eat? Oh, God.
Wait, so your name's DeHound?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'll go with you. My name's Arya.
Arya, that's interesting.
Arya. Arya Clark.
Arya Clark. All right. Sure.
Oh, what a sad story. Oh, Chode.
My Chode.
Poor guy.
Our last scene for today is from Carson, who wrote, "Hey guys, like everyone else, my oh-so-boring hour drive to school is hell without your angelic voices. I have a scene for y'all regarding my own living situation. My boyfriend's mother left the house to him, and my friends and I moved in. We're early 20s, all of varying races and more guys than girls. I'd love to hear conversations and arguments you think would happen in a house full of nerds, weirdos, and a theater kid. Thanks for the laughs, Carson Langston from Greenville, South Carolina."
I mean, Chekhov is actually a comedic writer, in case you weren't totally aware.
Yeah, if you think boring things are funny.
I don't think boring things are funny.
Thank
you. That's my point. That's my.
You don't, you said.
I don't think boring things are funny.
Thank you, Joe.
So,
like, if there's a gun that's hanging on the wall in the first act, it's going to be used by the end of the play.
LOL.
Hilarious, right?
Yeah, but Allison, the Trivial Pursuit question was, who plays number 34 for the Lakers?
Okay, I'm just trying to teach you things.
Okay.
I have a lot of information in my head about theater specifically.
Okay, so somebody else has to roll.
All right, here we go. All right, Mumi, 16.
How many dice did you roll?
Three dice.
Did you just say Mamma Mia, 16?
I said someone move me, 16.
Oh, I heard Mamma Mia.
You really do have a musical for everything, don't you? It's a really great musical.
Okay, here, let me...
Did someone take my kimono?
I did not. I don't know if anyone took their...
I did. I took it.
What did you do with it?
I'm using it in a performance of Madame Butterfly.
You have to ask me before you can take my kimono.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I just wanted to borrow it.
Well, you have to... That's stealing unless you ask.
Okay, next time I'll ask.
Listen, I'm just going to break it. I'm going to break it to you. You don't fit in. Everything you do is about theater and about plays and
like Shakespeare. I'm like Shakespeare. Yeah. I don't fit in. I'm like Shakespeare.
No, seriously, you don't. Like, why can't you just really live a real life?
Yeah, we've just been living here a normal, real life. It's not all drama and Madame Butterfly and Shakespeare.
Okay, a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, you know who's a Harry Potter fan?
Really? Everyone.
Yeah, everyone. We all are.
Everyone.
Everyone's a Harry Potter fan. We've all taken the quiz.
I like
which
it on
house
the stage.
Did you get when you took the quiz?
But the sorting hat didn't even know what to do with
I got,
it.
I got Ravenclaw.
Of course you got Ravenclaw.
The one that nobody knows anything about. Okay.
They're loyal.
Also, the stage version isn't canon.
So you're looking for another house?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see if I can't get you some set up here. What are your likes and dislikes?
My likes are theater. My dislikes are real life.
Okay. That's going to be hard to match up.
Why is that hard?
Because you live in a fake world. All right? You don't live in the grounded real world.
Okay, but like, isn't the fake world what we're all aspiring towards?
No, I'm trying to pay rent. All right? I'm trying to live my life.
But you don't have fantasies?
I got fantasies. Hell yeah, of course I do.
Tell me about your fantasy.
You're a child. I can't.
You can.
No, I can't.
I'm 21.
You're 21? Mm-hmm. I feel uncomfortable bringing them up, honestly. You
Dole. Pull my tail, Dole.
Okay. I got the little fox. Or do you think I hid the ham, huh?
I don't know where the ham is, Dole. Why don't you tell me? Look into my human fox eyes and tell me, Dole.
Well, I know you're looking for a new place, but there's not really an apartment under the opera house, but...
I can make it into a livable space.
I mean, it's really just nothing but old storage.
Do you come with it? Are you part of the living space?
Well, I work here in the opera house. I take care of the underneath.
Because you are a character.
Well,
like, you're a real character.
Is it a scar on my face?
It is, all yes, right, and the voice.
All right, well, that's very sweet, very sweet. But I work here, so if you need anything, you just you let me know.
I need something.
What?
I need love.
I did
love.
Not mean immediately.
I need love.
You need love?
I need love.
Well, you are in the city for it, my dear. You're going to, I guess we can put a cot down here, maybe?
Oh, sure. That sounds romantic. As a cot for two? I said cot for two?
Yeah, I heard what you said. It translates. I don't know what you're looking for, actually.
I literally said I'm looking for love. I need it.
But why are you looking at me like that?
Well, you're just so interesting. You're like no other man I've ever seen in real life.
So this is a speed date? I've never do this before. You say your apartment is just two ladders?
Correct.
Like... Mm-hmm. Our town?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. This,
and I would love for you to wear this sack to be the paper boy.
This sack?
Yeah, this sack of mail.
Okay.
You're the newspaper boy from our
Ding!
Town.
Okay, let's move around. God, thank God. Different God. Person, talk to different person.
Okay, new person.
I was prisoner 24601. And,
oh my God.
And now I'm looking for a roommate.
Oh, I'm looking for love.
Oh, looking for love. Oh, sorry.
But
can we just ding?
I'll take a roommate, too.
I really need roommate.
Ding! Okay, time to move around.
Dang it.
Well, my real parents are probably still looking for me. I've got a feeling. How about you?
Wow, you seem great.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's my dumb dog.
I love dogs. Is it Sandy?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I just guessed.
Ding! Okay, that's it. Find someone that's a detective.
Find someone that's a detective?
Find someone else a detective.
Did someone need a detective?
Oh, no, I need someone else a detective.
Pardon me?
I had the time in the dangles, the speed date.
I'm a detective. I'm on the beat. Did you need me?
No, need the demo.
Who's that woman?
I don't know. It's a case to be solved, huh? Figure it out. Talk to you. 15 seconds.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm
beautiful kimono.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking for love in all the wrong places.
Oh. Sounds like a mystery we could get to the bottom of.
Oh, wow. I think so, too. Wow. How do you feel about... sharing space.
Ding! Okay, that's it. Look, everyone you met today are people that you can talk to later. That's it, all right? So we understand, yeah?
I do not understand anything.
It's pretty straightforward, you get, yeah?
I'm not a producer for.
I did not say producer for, okay? We understand this is for, yeah?
It's a producer for.
Yes, all right, look.
You seem interesting to me. You seem like a real character. You seem like somebody I could really relate to.
I don't know, okay? I come here to this country to make work. That's what I do, all right?
You make...
I make work, I do dance, I just hang around the club. I don't know what to do, so I sing...
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm Cameron McIntosh, Broadway producer. I was just wandering by and I heard your little ditty, and I'd like to develop it into a 3.5-hour show.
What the hell is this? Who are you, huh? Why do you wear such a tight shirt?
I literally said I'm Cameron McIntosh, Broadway producer. We just went through this.
McIntosh computer, yeah?
Sure, yes.
Okay, I work with you, computer boy.
Okay, great. So we're going to go take this and we're going to tour it around. We're going to start small, little stages, make it bigger.
Fine, whatever. You pay, yeah?
That's the idea, yes.
Okay, good. I do it for money, huh?
Well, wait a second. Do it for money. Nobody does theater for money.
Oh, so you're back. You didn't find true love out there?
No, but I had an adventure.
Well, we got a new roommate. There's no longer
no vacancy.
Well, I need to live somewhere. This reminds me of this Neil Simon play that I love, where this person gets kicked out, but then they show back up, and they're like, hey, can I live here? And then the people who are living there are like, yeah, of course you can live here, because it's a comedy.
We heard him groan. I mean, stop.
It's a comedy.
Can someone move me 24 places?
I'll do that.
How many times are you guys rolling?
If she's back, then do I have to give her my room?
No.
You don't have to, but if you did, there would be a room for you.
Wait a second. Jean Valjean...
Huh?
You know him?
Yeah,
you know
we met on the speed dating thing.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was speed dating for roommates, but it turned out it was speed dating for love.
He's a criminal.
He's been the greatest roommate ever.
I think he was wrongly accused because he seems like he has a really good heart.
I don't know, guys. I did have a loaf of bread in the fridge, and I think he stole my loaf of bread.
Why did you keep your bread in the fridge?
So bugs.
But look, I have these. I got these candlesticks that are very nice. Yeah, that we are eating over, and there's a gun over the mantelpiece that I put there as
where
well.
Where is it?
So.
Where is it?
Yeah, what happened? How did the gun disappear?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a gun there.
There was a gun there.
Yeah, that's weird.
So why are you laughing?
It's a comedy.
Look, it's not comedy. It's my life.
Oh,
can't wait, I just wait, stay? Wait.
What was that thing you used to say about if there's a gun?
Well,
come on.
In a Chekhov play, if there's a gun in the first act, then it's going to be used by the third act. By the end of the show, the gun will have gone off.
So what act are we in right now?
Well, I think it's up to us.
Oh, my God.
What are you threatening
roll
us?
Roll the dice.
I think it's up to us.
Oh, God.
What does it say?
666.
Oh, God. So move 18. See what the question is.
Okay. Good math.
Okay, here we go. Okay, do you want to do sports? Do you want to do pop culture? Do you want to do science? Or do you want to do imaginary
sports.
Technology?
No, imaginary technology.
Science.
Imaginary technology.
Imaginary technology.
Okay. In what indie sci-fi film?
Oh, God.
Was the Tesseract mentioned?
Oh, you know this.
Indie sci-fi film.
Indie.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
What is this, Indy?
Yes. Okay, we roll again.
Really? Can I see that car?
3 sixes again.
Wait.
What is why we're rolling 3 sixes all the time?
666.
Come in.
Hello, it is I, Inspector Javert.
Oh, no. It's my old roommate.
I am.
You know this guy?
It's my old roommate. He's looking for me.
Jean Valjean, you did not do your dishes.
Oh.
I have come to take it out on you forever.
Javert, I did my dishes in the sink.
You did not. I checked. They still had streaks on them.
What's going on, theater nerd?
Maybe you should do your dishes sometime.
This is where they're going to come to an understanding.
Shouldn't they be doing it at the same time?
Yes, at the exact same time.
Perhaps if one of us washed and the other dried...
That could never work.
It would work. It could work. It could work if we did it together. We could.
Did you say they were going to do it together?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, they're supposed to do it together.
We could do this together.
Oh, there we go.
Would we come together?
Pow!
Oh, shit!
Oh, that bullet went through both of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That was so annoying.
Oh, my God. Finally.
Together we die. My friend,
I've always loved you.
I loved you more, but I was afraid to
see. I don't know how to load more musket or whatever this is.
Just hit him with it.
Ow.
You guys, you gotta let me live in this place again.
You brought this here.
This is amazing.
You brought this here.
You're welcome.
This is so insane. Okay, so let's just see here. Looking over your credentials, that's nice. And, okay, there's a gap of work here. Is that when you went to college?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Well, I got kicked out of my apartment, and I went on a long adventure learning about myself and men.
So you didn't work, or there was...
Well, I mean, I worked at being an interesting person, having a life experience. Mm-hmm. What are you getting at?
Well, we're at Uggs. We really want to find someone that really knows what they're doing, okay? And we do offer housing.
Well, I wear shoes.
Okay, maybe you want to take a step out and kind of decompress for a bit.
Okay, maybe you need to hear a song.
Okay, well, please.
Listen to my life story.
Okay, relax. Crash. Okay, what? That's my glass.
I have so much to give.
Okay, can we get security in here? Is there any way we can get security?
This is my life story.
What do you need?
Can we just escort her out, please?
Because she's singing?
Yes, and she broke a glass.
There's a rule against singing now?
There's a rule against breaking a glass. So just please escort.
We all have accidents.
Why are you challenging me? I'm asking for your help, please.
I just heard the voice of an angel.
Okay. Well, this, you know what?
Excuse me, is this the Ugg store on Thigh?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Because I went to the Ugg store on Calf first.
And they don't have everything.
Yeah.
They got bigger sizes in this one.
Do you mind just escorting her out, please? I'll handle the sale, please.
Does she want to come out with me?
I will totally come out with you.
Great.
Well, I will go out with
Let's go on the elevator. Straight down the middle.
I've never gone on the elevator with anyone before.
Well, come with me.
Okay, so these are knee-high Uggs, and then we have them.
Bing! Press your floor.
Well, we could go up or down or press the button that stops right in the middle.
Tonight.
Oh, are you not talking to me now?
Oh, sorry. I was just getting in romantic
mood. Oh, okay.
I was just feeling the moment.
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard
orifice. We're in an orifice.
We are. We're in an orifice. Wow. You're perfect.
Thank you. You are great, from what I know.
I'm pretty great. It's true.
Observation deck.
You got so much to live for, man.
Oh, that's all you don't understand. Uh-oh. Oh, what's happening?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. You just walked in the middle of our drama.
I just need some inspiration, anything. Do you want us to push you?
Push me artistically?
On the count of three. Wait, one, did you hear two, what I said? Three.
Oh, but it's hilarious. It's like something out of Chekhov.
And that's our show. And guys, this is episode 50.
Oh!
Wow.
That's
that seems
right.
impossible.
Yep, I was just told this. So it's true. Let's go around and thank our alchemists, do our plugs. Carla Kakowski.
Hi. Yeah, at Carla Kakowski is my Twitter handle.
Yep.
Vanessa Raglin.
You can go to Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram and see what's going on over there. And I pick a lot of the gifts, so.
And excellent popcorn.
Yes, great popcorn. Stay for the popcorn.
Dynapop.
Okay.
Mark Gagliardi.
Check out the Work Juice Players. Check out We Got This with Mark and Hal. And check out Blood and Treasure Tuesdays on CBS.
Craig Kikowski.
At Kikowski on Twitter. Also Craigslist PCast for the Craigslist podcast. And Drunk History Season 6 currently airing on Hulu and Comedy Central.
Yes. James Heaney.
If you go to therealjamesheaney.com, you'll find all the information you could possibly want about me. I mean, not about anything else, though. And Wednesdays, 2nd and 4th at Westside Comedy Theater, Bear Supply.
Joey Greer.
At Jabby Grieber on Instagram. That's about it.
Cool off, man.
That's it.
I'm at Cole Stratton on most social media things. Pretty Pretty Pony, first Thursday of the month at Westside Comedy Theater. And hey, if you're bored, you want to go through some archives, Vanessa and I did a podcast for seven years together. Pop My Culture, there's like 217 episodes out
with
there.
With really cool people.
Yeah, really fun guests.
Yeah.
Not me. I was never on that podcast.
That was our only rule.
Sorry, we had to have some guiding principle.
I understand.
Also, big thanks to our engineer, Doug Bame. Our post-sound design artist, Raphael Brito.
Brito!
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
Yay!
Ba-boom, ba-boom.
We encourage you all to write a review. Tell everyone you've ever met about the podcast and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!